ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you call the Elton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is a unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Elton Giant Patio.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Better jump on in here now if you want to talk to Jose Hernandez. The numbers are 314-969-KTRS. They're already stacking up. You can still get in if you go fast. 969-KTRS, that's 314, or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. We have an Oreck vacuum cleaner. I don't know why, because my wife's never touched it. Because every once in a while you'll spill something, you know, salt gets not, you have to vacuum it up yourself. But I think we've had it, oh my goodness, like 15 years or something. Nothing's ever, and the belt finally got, you know, wore out and broke. I guess it just got dry. I replaced it myself. It took about 15 seconds, and I can't do anything. Great vacuum cleaner, but there are other great Oreck products. Stop in. Tell them your AM and the PM and take a look at the great Oreck stuff. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I am excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. I went into Costco the other day.
And, on purpose?
Yes, and we went to, what the heck were we going to get? Oh, we were going to get potato chips, because I like a lot of potato chips, and those wipes that Peon and I talk about.
Right.
We buy kind of like a case of those. And I saw this big... It was like a 50-inch 3D television, and they had the glasses, like they always do, bolted to a chain,
right,
so nobody, you know, nobody could steal them. And I stood there, and I stood in front of the TV, and I thought, I wouldn't do this at home. I wouldn't be interested in this. How's that working out? Are they selling a lot of 3D TVs?
They're not selling a lot of them, but they are selling them.
I don't know. It wasn't the same experience as being in the theater.
Well, it's not a good sign. ESPN had a 3D channel for a while, and that's already gone
away.
That
went away.
Wow.
So that's not
good.
They
were early adopters. The problem is they haven't really settled on what formula or what software or hardware they're going to use for the 3D glasses, whether it's going to be an active where the glasses actually close and open one side or the other, or whether it's a passive one similar to what you see in movie theaters where it's polarized.
Some things just... They just... aren't the same at home as they are, you know, like in the movie theater. Like this technology they call stereophonic. The stereo, this left and right channel stuff.
Yeah.
That's never going to be in somebody's house.
No.
That's great in the theater. Just kidding, of course. How you doing, Jose?
I'm good.
Do you remember, now I bet you do remember this. I went to see years ago a movie called Earthquake. Towering Inferno. And then there was Earthquake, and the theater had equipped itself with something to make the seats rumble.
Rumble seats.
In the earth. Now, why would you put something like that in for one movie? You're not going to need it again.
Well, no. There was a thought that they would come out with more movies.
More Earthquake movies.
Earthquake 2.
They have those in now for certain movies, and you have to pay a premium price for those seats.
So you rent the whatever it is that makes the place rumble.
They should have used it for The Artist. That would have been a good movie.
Anybody in the room have anything to throw at Jose or enlighten him with? If not, we turn to you, oh High Tech One.
Oh, well, thank you.
What do you
thank
have
you very
for
much.
Us?
AT&T is adding speed caps to its heavy-duty users. This doesn't apply to anybody who's purchased a phone from AT&T in the past couple years.
Hey, I don't like this, by the way. Go ahead.
The cap involves people that have had a contract with them long enough to have an unlimited data plan.
Me!
Yes, you. So you can still have unlimited data. When you start getting to be on their list of heavy users, they throttle back the speed at which you can get your unlimited data.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Like, this is
slower
complete
than dial-up.
This is complete BS from AT&T, okay? You sign up and you buy their phone and you have an unlimited data package, okay? Then all of a sudden, they're going to punish you for jumping in early and being one of the people who says to AT&T, I like what you got. I'm going to jump in here now and throw some money your way. And then they realize, maybe we should have gotten more money if we'd never had unlimited data. So when you reach a certain point, then your information starts coming in slower. It's like they turn you down to slow motion as a punishment for something that wasn't part of the deal
right.
when you bought it.
Yeah, thank you for being a long-time customer.
Yeah.
Let's put it
we're
to
gonna
you.
We're going to slow your data down.
Well, the problem is their network has never really been able to support
not since the
all
iPhone
their customers.
Got hold of it.
Yeah.
Their current plans are 3 gigabytes for $30 and 5 gigabytes a month for $5 or for $50 and then $10 for every gigabyte over that limit. They say to get to the 3 gigabyte limit, every day users need to stream about an hour of video or 3.5 hours of music or put about 300 pictures on Facebook.
That's not a day. That's a month.
No. To get, according to AT&T, if you do that every day, you will get to your 3-gig limit.
Well, you know more about this than I do. I can't imagine 3 gigs will let you download an hour of video a day for
no,
a month.
No.
There's no way.
The last solution available is Sprint Nextel. They also have the iPhones. They're the last of the top three carriers to offer an unlimited data plan with no caps and no speed limit, and they'll give you that for about $80 a month.
80? Boy.
Ooh.
And everybody, yeah. I pay about 30 now for my unlimited.
Right. Well, so it's going to come out to be the same any way you do it. Because
you're talking
you,
80 total.
A month.
$80 just for data.
No.
No, that's $80 just for your unlimited data. That's not even your phone calls and
your
text messages.
That's not your phone bill.
Sorry.
That's okay. As we know, Kodak went into bankruptcy, filed bankruptcy. They have sold their online photo gallery to a company called Shutterfly for about $24 million. Previously, the 75 million Kodak gallery users were going to lose all their pictures. You can now have them transferred over to the new company. If, in fact, you don't like Shutterfly, you don't want your photos going over there, you can opt out of it and download. Kodak will now allow you to download all of your saved content, or for a fee, they'll put it on DVDs for you.
Hey, if somebody found a roll of film
mm-hmm.
that had been sitting around for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
is there anywhere you can take it?
Yeah, you can still have those processed.
Where?
It was only the past couple of years where they just quit making it. So,
because I thought the last processing plant for Kodak, the last place that developed them, went out about a year ago.
You can still buy those cameras with film in them, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. The disposable cameras still have the old film in it.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know that. I thought all the disposables were digital.
Yeah, the fun savers.
No.
Okay.
Fun savers.
That's what the cameras are called.
You guys used one down at the Dominican.
Yeah, they have a waterproof one you can use in water. It's kind of nice.
Keep an eye on eBay and Craigslist for a laptop. Apparently, NASA had one stolen. The reason this one's kind of important is it has the controls and commands for the International Space Station.
Well, what good would that do anybody? Can you control it from down here?
Yes.
Oh, now you're talking.
If you thought Flight Sim was a good game to play,
let's
move the space station around.
Yeah, you listen, I just bought 2 weeks ago, we've had some good weather, I bought a little, another remote control airplane. Folks, Hobby Zone makes it. It's called the Champ. $89.95. Great deal. You think something like that is fun. Where do you get this computer and you sit there and go, I think I'm going to move that space station around up there. That's, I don't you agree, though, that if somebody got their hands on it, you wouldn't have a clue how to work it?
Oh, I think someone might. The question is, how long would you be allowed to use it? Because as soon as the space
they
station starts doing loops,
yeah, they track you.
Somebody's going to be along to see you.
Yeah.
Google users Facebook users spend about 136 more time on Facebook than Google Plus users do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Google's average Plus users average about 3.3 minutes a month. Facebook averages about 7.5 hours a month.
Sort of a flop.
Yeah, well, Lauren, you could say that.
Users spent 17 minutes on LinkedIn, 8 minutes on MySpace, and 21 minutes on Twitter, putting Google in the bottom.
Since this is the tech segment, can I just come in here with something serious for a second? Has anybody else been following this story, this girl, I think she was 18, killed while she was texting. She was going on Facebook, but essentially the same thing. She's using her phone to send messages. And I saw her parents interviewed on TV. Have you seen this story?
Mm-hmm.
No.
She was sending out her last text. And hang on, I took it right off the television. Her last text to a and they interviewed the boy who says he feels so horrible, but he shouldn't. He was the recipient of her text. Her last text was, "Can't text anymore. Texting and driving, not safe. Ha ha." And at that second, she slammed into a tanker truck at 80 miles an hour. She was doing 80. Man. The tanker truck was doing 15. So the equivalent of hitting a wall at 65 miles an hour. She's dead, and they retrieved her phone, and she had been texting something every single minute for 4 solid hours.
Good grief.
Wow.
And she's dead. So I don't think it's going to matter to anybody. I don't think it's going to stop, meaning I don't think this is going to stop people who text and drive. Nothing else has worked. The drunk driving stuff hasn't worked. They're still going to text. What will it take? What will it take to teach people you cannot look down and B-R-G-T. You can't do that. You can reach down and do, boom, one quick thing, change the preset station on the radio, but you can't type out messages while you're driving. And her parents, man, it was hard to watch. And the boy she was texting. So just keep that in mind. While this is the tech segment, pull over. It's not worth it. In one split second, boom, you look down for too long and it's over. Sorry, go ahead, Jose.
No problem. Last but not least, March 7th at 10 a.m., Apple out in San Francisco, California, is rumored to be releasing their next product.
iPad 3 on the way. All right, I may be ready by then. I got the original one. I may be due for an update. You want to take some calls?
Yes, please.
We will start with Rich. Rich, say hi to Jose.
Hi to Jose.
Rich, what can I help you with?
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, Jose, I live way out in the country, kind of like Frank does, and I have a wireless card for my internet with my laptop, and my cell phones, the signal for both of those is kind of intermittent. Sometimes it's real good, sometimes it's not, because it depends on the weather or something. But I was wondering, is there some kind of an amplifier, a repeater amplifier or something that I could purchase, put in my house to amplify the signal a little bit better so I'd have more reliable service?
There probably is. I'm not aware of it, but I'm sure someone has to have one. It's a niche market at best.
Okay, but Rich brings up something I want to jump in with. Weather doesn't affect a cell signal, does it?
Weather shouldn't. If you're indoors, it's adding more interference between your cell phone and the outside world for signal, so rain could be it. I don't know how big Rich's house is.
Because I've never...
A 100-year-old two-story farmhouse is pretty stout.
Yeah, but I have the air card like he does, and I've never once noticed any difference in the signal, cell signal, when it was just storming and raining like crazy. Weather never seems to have affected it. Mm. But that's a good question. Google it. Just go
okay,
in there.
I wasn't sure if the box stores would have it or if I should maybe contact my service provider. I've got two different service providers, one for my cell phone and one for the internet. So
service providers is probably a good place to start. The big box stores are not likely to have it because I doubt it's going to be a high-volume item. There'll be a niche market for it. Somebody like Hughes will produce it, or some electronics will have one or two of them.
Thank you, Rich.
All righty, thank you.
Take it easy. We go to Nate. Nate, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Nate.
Hey, my wife and I are on the computer a lot at the same exact time, and she's got an old computer, and I've got a pretty new upgraded computer. I was wondering, is there anything that I can buy that would allow us to use one desktop computer, but then be able to use, you know, applications within the same desktop, but on two different screens, keyboards and mice?
So basically you want to make the faster one a server, as well as allow her to someone to use it while it's a server.
Essentially, yes.
You could purchase a server or purchase server software. With the price of computers today, for a couple $100, you could get her a new one that's probably faster than the one you've got.
Oh, okay.
I want to go back to this, Nate. You said you have the new computer and your wife has the old computer.
Well, it's because of all the porn that I'm looking on.
You got a point. You need more speed. Yeah.
Exactly.
And memory. All right. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
John is up next. John's gone. Then we go to Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Jose, hello. Gang, hello. Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
They also have a laptop for sale. Just kidding.
In case Nate needs one?
Oh, I gotcha.
No, the space laptop.
Oh, the NASA laptop?
NASA. Hey, I've got a computer, a laptop, and an Xbox. They're all on a Belkin wireless router.
Yes.
Every once in a while, when somebody's on the computer and somebody's on a laptop, the kids are down on the Xbox, it'll kick off the kids on the Xbox. We'll have to go up there and reset the wireless router.
Okay. Have you set the Xbox to have a static or a dynamic IP address?
That's what I was going to ask.
The dynamic one is when you just allow the wireless router to assign whatever IP address it wants.
Okay.
If you give it a static one, it means it doesn't have to go through assigning it or searching for it.
Right.
That'll control a little more of the stability for the Xbox. You can do that for all of them, as a matter of fact.
So you want it on a static.
Yes.
Now, when they ask you to, when you go in there, and sometimes I'll go in there and reset the DNS numbers and whatnot, but it's either automatic or manual.
The DNS has to do with your wireless router talking to the Internet.
That's okay. Right.
That's right.
So if you can put them as static IP addresses, 192.168.1.something, that'll probably be better for you than having them just automatically obtain the IP address from the router.
You don't think it's the router at all going bad?
Routers, traditionally, when they go bad, they just go bad. It's like a light switch, not a dimmer.
So everything will go bad?
Yeah.
Okay. Jose, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Jim.
All right. There he goes, and there goes our time. We are once again out of time. Let me give you Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He'll get back to you if he can. And we thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. We switched some things around there because of Mr. Wandoff, so I think where I am is First Community Credit Union. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. I am thrilled to death to be a spokesperson for First Community Credit Union. This is one of those businesses that when so many other businesses are stumbling and having trouble, and there are some banks, not all banks, but some of the bigger banks are sticking it to their customers with fees they didn't have before, trying to make some extra money off their hopefully unsuspecting customers that won't notice in their statements that there's some new additional fees hidden in there. You're not going to get that from First Community Credit Union. They don't need to do that. They're doing very well, thank you. They had a great year last year. They're having a great year already this year. It's just a terrific place to bank. And when the people who bank there own the place, and that's how this works, the customers or members all own it, it makes a world of difference. So I don't know where you bank or why you bank there. You probably don't know why you bank there either. It's just somewhere that you moved to town X number of years ago, or you moved to another neighborhood and you changed banks for some reason. Maybe you didn't change. Maybe the bank changed on you. It used to be called Boatman's, and then it became something else, and then it became something else. You didn't even ever intend to be with that bank. I invite you to join us and do your banking, all of it, at First Community Credit Union, your business banking, your personal banking, your checks, your savings, your loans, the whole thing. You can stop in and have a bag of free popcorn or two or three. Tell them your AM and the PM, and they'll let it slide. Even if you're not a member, grab some literature or go online to firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How are things going out there, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a report of an accident now westbound 5570 west of Highway 203 that's blocking the right lane. Wow, what am I looking at here? Coming on eastbound Highway 40 up on Kings Highway. We've got a school bus that has nothing but smoke coming out the back end there. No, not really causing any problem, though. Just watch out driving in the smoke. If you are going on eastbound 40, you're heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also, on northbound 255, you still have stop-and-go traffic from about Lucette to Route 15, and that's due to the right lane being down, or the left lane's being down, I should say. Right lane is open as you make your way, and they're starting to pick up the cones there. And this traffic report is brought to you by ProNutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum help make nutrition possible. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Let's go live to Rome.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Pat McGonigal. Pat, covering the Cardinal Dolan ceremony, has got to be pretty exciting for you.
Oh, it is mind-numbing, McGraw. It's unbelievable that all the media, you know, is waiting to get a soundbite or anything with him.
The Big 550.
And they were able to kind of scurry us away to a private area, and we had like about 5 minutes alone with him. And he said, "Hey, Pat, you tell those New York media I'm a St. Louis guy first, so I'll always help you guys out first."
KTRS.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Swing and a shot into the right field corner. Could clear the base. One run in.
Fan single game tickets are on sale now. It's your chance to purchase seats to watch a certain player, team, or series at Busch Stadium. After winning their 11th World Championship last season, excitement around the club is huge, and tickets will go fast. It's single game tickets.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight.
This is the voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, have you ever taken in a Cardinal game in a party suite? A party suite can accommodate 30 guests and up. It's one great price, and that includes all-you-can-eat ballpark buffet plus beer and soda. It makes planning any event a simple one-step process. You never know what you'll see when you come to the ballpark.
Braves hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Fans, this is Cardinals third baseman David Freese. Get the party suite that's perfect for your special occasion at Cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at omnitreeservice.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Get to a better place. Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope.
there's Josh and his cat Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One brand pet foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Hooray for Hollywood. It is time to check in with Dawn Meadows Dixon. Find out about a movie. Good movie, bad movie, mediocre movie. We're going to know in just a couple of seconds here, a couple of moments, after we let you know that her appearance twice a week is made possible by the Tool Belt team. What do you have in your house that needs to be fixed, replaced, repaired, painted? You need a good handyman. You need the Tool Belt team. They'll send somebody out from that team to take care of whatever it is you need. Plumbing, electrical, carpentry, painting, installation, assembly. TheToolBeltTeam.com. I haven't seen her, but I'm assuming her face is looking better and better every day after hitting the pavement, not drunk and falling down. Her dog pulled her down. Here she is, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello. Yes, I am doing much better.
You
I
even
still
sound.
Have a black eye, though.
You even sound like your face looks better, if that's
I
possible.
I know. You know, the last couple of times we talked, I really, as I said, I was a little out of it. I feel like I'm back in the game now, but I do have this black eye, and I'm trying to cover it with makeup and wear sunglasses, but I've gotten some looks. I had one lady at the grocery store yesterday actually say to me, "Who did that to you?"
And you said, "My husband."
No.
I said, "Well, my dog," and I went into the whole story. She goes, "I hope you got rid of him." I said, "Well, no, I didn't get rid of the dog." But I thought that was very presumptuous of somebody, but, you know, it. Either I get sympathy or I get a lecture. One of the two.
She didn't believe you anyway when you said my... She still walked away thinking, yeah, her boyfriend or her husband.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I keep the sunglasses on.
So, well, that and the fact that you're famous.
Well, yeah. That's true.
A lot of famous
people. The minute
people...
I open my mouth, they say, "Wait a minute, you're on the Frank Opinion Show."
Yeah, the whole world's listening.
That's true.
So, movies, do you have one?
I do have a movie.
All right.
The movie is called We Need to Talk About Kevin. Really bad title.
Yes.
The movie got a lot of attention during the awards season because Tilda Swinton stars in it. And she got a lot of recognition.
Who's that?
Her
who?
Performance.
You know who it is.
I have no idea who it is.
That real tall, strange-looking woman. She's real pale, and she wears her hair like straight up and spiky.
Yes.
And...
Oh, they showed her in the seats in the Academy Awards, I think. Didn't
yeah.
Golden
she's
Globes.
Real thin
yeah.
and tall.
Yeah.
And pale.
Yeah.
She's odd-looking. She's a great actress. She got a lot of attention with this film, which opened in New York and L.A. early. It's opening here this weekend. I saw it a while back, waiting for it to open here. And in light of what just happened in Ohio, and not to give too much of it away in the film, the timing with the release throughout the rest of the country is rather important because we are looking at what happened in Ohio, in Chardon, Ohio, with that young boy. And not to give away the film, but you wonder what goes wrong. What happens to a kid that just goes off the beaten path and loses it. And in this film, you see this mother with a baby that in the beginning, you know, she really doesn't want to have a child, but the child, you know, of course, he's her son and she loves him, but you see her struggling with depression and you start to see this baby react to it. And I guess throughout the film, you're constantly wondering, you know, are the parents to blame? Is the child just a bad seed? And there are flashes in this woman's mind of what ends up happening in this child's life. And we watch him grow up in her mind. It starts at the end of the film and then flashes back. We know something terrible happened. You don't know what it is. And she blames herself. And the film goes from there. And the father is clueless. He's played by John C. Reilly. You all know him.
Oh, he's been in everything.
Yeah.
Love him. He plays the clueless father that just says, he'll grow out. Terrible twos, he'll grow out of it. You know, he's a teenager. He'll grow out of it. You know, something horrible happens. A lot of people have called this a horror film because in her mind, the flashbacks of
so this
what
is
did
not,
happen.
This is not a comedy.
Oh, God.
But see, the title is weird because it sounds to me like a comedy or issues with a boyfriend. We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah,
don't you guys agree?
I hate the title, but
it's horrible.
Yet the title is appropriate because they never address the issue. And you can almost, as a parent, you know, your kids go through stages and you think, we need to talk. You know what? They're going through a stage. They'll outgrow that. And that's what went on in this family. I mean, basically, the kid is bad. We as viewers, we see this happening. We see him even as a baby. You know, negative attention. We all have had children do things for negative attention. This child takes it to the extreme. It's a very extreme look at what goes wrong when you have a child that is, they basically don't reprimand him. They just think it's his personality. And what's eerie is the child begins to look like the mother. So the mother is dealing with, I say that it's a well-respected film because of the acting, Tilda Swinton, John C. Reilly, but the story itself is so disturbing. And in light of what just happened, you know, as a parent, you wonder, gosh, you know, how much are we responsible for what our kids do? And that's the question the film raises.
A couple of years ago, I was writing, and I stopped writing, and I dropped the project. But I was writing Bourne. He looked just like Spock from Star Trek. Now, that was eerie.
I see what you did there.
You know what? The point of ears humor.
Anytime I see John C. Reilly, I think of...
Where do you come up with these?
Go ahead, Dave.
What?
Anytime I see John C. Reilly in a movie, I think comedy.
Because he has a funny face.
Yeah.
He does, but in this film, you know, he's funny, but he's so authentic. He's not the handsome
actor. Oh, no, he's the next-door neighbor. John C. Reilly absolutely is an average-looking guy.
Right.
But it's hard to not want to laugh at him because so much of what he has done.
It's
like
funny.
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that movie, and it'll never be easy to take him seriously again. It's like Will Ferrell. If I were to watch... Now, Will Ferrell is a fairly average-looking guy, but if you saw him in something really serious or as a killer, you'd go, yeah, you're right, yeah, okay. Well, he's going to do something funny. You watch. It's just... you just expect it. But, no, John C. Reilly was in... You know, I'll tell you a good example of his acting was in Gangs of New York.
Oh, okay. Now, you're
Liam
going
Neeson.
Back. Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. Stuff like that that he's done where
right.
he's
and,
a pretty good serious
Chicago.
Guy. Yeah, Chicago. He can, yeah.
Chicago. He's got that rough look almost like he could be a gangster.
Exactly.
But I think this film, in playing that, this is a very, he just plays it straight. You know, the father that just goes to work every day, comes home, doesn't understand the struggles of the mother and this child that's growing into this demon. I mean, really, we watch before our eyes this child, and nobody, and even in their friends will say, you know, well, have you reprimanded? Well, you know, how it's part of his nature, you know. There was always an excuse, and so...
They're those time-out parents. Yeah, they're those Dr. Spock time-out kind of parents.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Let the kid
you know,
find
but
himself.
I think that the child probably needed some reprimanding, you know. But, you know, is a child just a bad seed? Is he born, I mean, it kind of raises the question, you know, basically evil. I don't know.
Yeah, the answer is yes. Let me answer it for you. Yes, there are kids that are born evil. It's in their genes. They're evil. They're just mean, rotten, evil kids. And if you don't believe that, I'm sorry. I think you are sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
It's called We Need to Talk About Kevin, correct?
Right.
ARDs.
2¾.
Ugh. 2¾. Here they come. That's
all
not
right,
very
Dan.
Good.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
We'll talk about the problems of the world.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye. Don Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Kevin. What a horrible, horrible guy. How many ticket sales do you think they'll lose just over the name?
It's one of those art house movies, though.
Is it?
Makes sense.
Yeah, it sounds like it. She is brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. Website is thetoolbeltteam.com. Handyman service. A great handyman service. Hey, I've been working on something. It is the 40th anniversary this year of The Godfather. And, boy, I hope I can do this. I've been practicing. I've been working on my Marlon Brando, you know, Don Corleone.
Huh? An impersonation?
So if you could give me the music, I'll set this up. This is the scene. The guy's name was Bonacera. He's a funeral director. And he has come to Don Corleone asking for a favor. And he says to Don Corleone, he says, you know, I'll give you anything you ask. And then Don Corleone says this.
We've known each other for many years, but this is the first time you've ever come to me for counsel or for help. I can't remember the last time you invited me to your house for a cup of coffee, even though your wife is godmother to your only child.
I'm sorry, I blew it. I've started over. I missed one word. Can we start over? Funeral director Bonus Sarah says, I'll give you anything you ask. And Don Corleone says,
we've known each other for many years, but this is the first time you've ever come to me for counsel or for help. I can't remember the last time you invited me to your house for a cup of coffee, even though my wife is godmother to your only child. But let's be frank here. You never wanted my friendship, and you were afraid to be in my debt.
I think you've been working on it. Keep working on it.
You've been working on it? Yeah, maybe work on it a little bit more.
Yeah, I will. I'll work on it. All right, this is just one of those little things that you won't learn on any other show. Only here. And I stumbled across it on one of those Discovery Animal channels or something. Who can tell me, this is true, it's a true fact, the largest bird in America, what is the bird and what's the wingspan?
The largest bird.
Largest bird in the United States.
I would think it'd be an eagle.
The emu?
No.
No, that's not really a bird.
No.
Oh, sure, emu is a bird. No, emu and an ostrich are
a flying bird, not that goofy thing.
Well, you got to clarify. Largest bird.
The California condor.
Oh, yes.
Condor.
I've seen those. I've seen those at the wild, the bird sanctuary.
Check this. When they extend their wings, wingtip to wingtip, 10 feet.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing. They
that
have
is a big bird.
It's. I mean, you think of vultures being big, but this condor is probably three times the size of a vulture.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, 10 feet wingspan. And then I made a point to try to watch this TV show I'm about to mention, and the reason I'm going to mention it is they promoted this show for at least 6 months before it ever went on the air. I kept seeing these promos, and I thought, holy, this must be a big show. It's Whitney, okay? Mm-hmm. I finally watched it. What a pathetic piece of crap this is. Yeah. Does anybody watch this show?
No, I had no interest
in it. It's terrible. I mean, it's not even funny. And the way they promoted it, I thought, well, this chick must be the funniest. She's funnier than Kristen Wiig. No. Why don't they have a show called Kristen? Like Kristen Wiig be a star. Now, Whitney, whatever her name is, Cummings, I can't believe that thing's even still on the air. Now, in case you missed it earlier, I mentioned that the number one touring comedian, filling more seats in more venues, grossing more per year than Seinfeld or Foxworthy or any of these people, is Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist. Now, here's what we forget. We forget that we live on the earth, not just in the United States. And a lot of these stars, even country music stars, other singers, entertainers, movie stars, they make as much or more money overseas out of this country than they do here. And there's an article here where Jeff Dunham talks about being sold out in Helsinki. This is the stuff that you forget about. You think about Japan, and you think about France, and you think all the places these people go, and their people, their agents, their managers, they line up all these concert dates all over the world. He does 150 to 200 shows a year, and he has a tour bus that has a gym in it, a workout gym. I've never heard of a tour bus with a gym. It's got three big flat panel TVs, a workshop, a real like woodworking shop where he repairs and builds dummies on the bus.
Wow.
Is so he the one that won that America's Got Talent?
No, that was Terry Fader.
Oh, okay.
He's in Vegas. He's fantastic.
Jeff Dunham's been around a long time.
He's actually been around longer than Fader. In fact, I bet he can't stand Fader because Fader does one TV thing and boom, he's got a big show in Vegas. But I bet you Dunham is raking in. Dunham may be making more than Fader. He has a workshop on the bus. He has a gym on the bus. He has a video editing station, a control room on the bus where he edits his DVDs.
Man,
it's unbelievable. He brings along all kinds of Apple products because Jeff Dunham collects Apple electronics and computers. He owns 40 fully functioning Apple computers. He has everything from the first generation Apple II from 1976 to the early models of Lisa 1 and Lisa 2. That was 1983. He has every color of iMac, including hard-to-find Flower Power and Bondi Blue, which they made before they switched to white and silver. He says he has never thrown a Mac away. And many of the models he purchased on eBay or from collectors, he said, I wanted to start my own little private Apple Mac museum because I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for technology. YouTube sent this guy skyrocketing because if you get on YouTube doing something, you know, that nobody else can do, boom, you're on your way. And I guess a couple of times a week, and I don't know if you guys do this or not. I just try as hard as I can to think, what could I do on YouTube? What could I go on hold my phone up and do and put it on YouTube that would get a couple of million people? Nothing. There's nothing I can. I don't have anything. I've thought about this. My eyes don't pop out of my head. You ever see that woman? Her eyes come out of her head.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I wish I could do that. And juggling won't cut it, okay? Just general stuff like, hey, look, I'm on a unicycle. No. You got to be really, really good or have something really bizarre. So I'm going to keep thinking about it. Maybe I'll come up with it. I know what. No, I can't do that. I was going to say I'll go on a video of myself bald, and then I'll come back on YouTube and go, hey, look, I have hair, and it'll be neograft, but I can't do it because I'm not a candidate for neograft.
Mm.
So that's not going to happen. I tell you, you just can't win. But for Neil Graft, a lot of people has been the answer to being bald and has taken people from being bald to no longer being bald. And women, as well as men. Now, granted, most of the customers are men, but they have a lot of women, too, around the country that go after this Neil Graft procedure because it is such a revolutionary way to do it and is so advanced. From the barbaric and archaic methods they used to use to transplant hair. And that's what it is. It's a transplantation. It's not a weave, and it's not stick-on, and it's not a toupee. It's not a, it's hair, your hair growing out of your scalp, out of the top of your head, taken from the back, the sides of your, so it's your hair. It's just that those follicles will thrive up there where the hairs that weren't able to. Let them explain it to you. They can do a better job than I can do. And Dr. Richard Moore, who's at the Lifestyle Center in Clayton, where they perform this procedure, is himself a patient. He has hair where there was no hair, and he'll be happy to bend down and show it to you. You get a consultation, won't cost you anything. Ask questions. You must have dozens. Write them down before you go. Go to this website, neograftstl.com. That's NEOGRAFT, G-R-A-F-T, neograftstl.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Lending Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
I guess the guy threw a rod or blew a valve, but he finally got off the highway at Vandeventer. So on southbound Vandeventer at Shoto, they've got the two right lanes shut down. That's the southbound lanes. People are getting through on the left hand turn hand lane, getting through there, but there's a bit of a backup, a little bit of congestion there at Shoto and Vandeventer due to that. Now, westbound 40, that is running slow between 270 and Mason. Southbound 270, that's still a great run from Highway 70 all the way down through Doherty Ferry. And then we're looking at westbound 70 now, and there's no problems I see from the Blanchet Bridge out through TRQs. This traffic report is brought to you by the Estrogen Temporal Thermometer. The Estrogen Temporal Thermometer is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. The Estrogen Temporal Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Be sure to ask him about that preventance maintenance program. That's important. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclead Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Great. Well, rumor has it that Jersey Shore star Snooki is pregnant. Yes. And it just might be true. Apparently, she was overheard telling a friend that she's been tanning for 2. And Charlie Sheen's new sitcom, Anger Management, will debut on June 28th. I think it's on the FX channel. It'll play a behavioral therapist. The word is Sheen was thrilled to see his therapist's office on the set, though they told him the prescription pad wasn't real. He didn't like that. And billionaire Mark Cuban has now dropped his bid to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers. He dropped that when he realized that even though he's a billionaire, Tommy Lasorda's pregame meals would bankrupt him.
No, that's better.
And finally, the Dodgers.
Mark Cuban is smart. He'd come out with Mark Cigars.
Yeah, he would.
Thank you.
San Francisco woke up this morning to a 4.0 earthquake. Yeah, the quake was so strong it knocked half the city's residents back in the closet.
Oh! Whoa!
Yeah. Scathing social commentary there.
Yeah. I used to live up there. I know.
Hey, it's San Francisco. He's right.
That's right. It's San Francisco. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Bye.
Folks, you may be thinking about changing that dial right now or something, or getting out of the car. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Playhouse is coming up, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.